Grab your tools, it's time to build a dream. DIY, it's easier than...
Welcome to Interior Design Tips. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about one of the most common challenges in older homes. Absolutely no closets. If you live in a house built before the 1950s, you know exactly what I mean. Builders back then didn't include closets because wardrobes and armoires were considered furniture, not architecture. So the house wasn't the problem then, but it can feel like a real problem now. The good news is that a no-closet home actually gives you a lot of flexibility because you're not locked into existing built-ins. You get to design your storage from scratch. And when you do it thoughtfully, it can look intentional and really beautiful. Let's start with the bedroom, since that's usually where people feel the pain most. A freestanding wardrobe is the obvious solution, but size matters here. Look for pieces that are at least 72 inches tall and 48 inches wide if you can fit them. That gives you enough hanging length for full-length dresses or coats on one side, and double hang space on the other for shirts and jackets. Older homes often have high ceilings, so don't be afraid to go tall. A wardrobe that reaches 84 inches draws the eye up and actually makes the room feel larger. If you want something more built-in looking without the construction, IKEA's pack system is worth serious consideration. You can configure it exactly to your space, add a crown molding piece on top, paint it to match the walls, and it reads as a custom built-in for a fraction of the cost. I did this in my own guest room, and people genuinely ask who built it. Now, beyond the bedroom, think about every room as a potential storage opportunity. Entryways in older homes are often narrow, but even a 10-inch deep wall-mounted cabinet with hooks below it can hold bags, coats, and shoes without eating into your floor space. 10 inches is actually enough for most folded items and shallow bins. For living spaces, consider furniture that doubles as storage. A storage ottoman in a 36 by 36 inch size is big enough to hold blankets, games, extra pillows, and it works as a coffee table with a tray on top. Sideboards and buffets are underused in living rooms, but they're excellent for storing anything from office supplies to linens. Older homes often have lovely architectural details, like window seats or bump outs, and those are prime candidates for built-in bench storage underneath. Hallways are another overlooked zone. A row of open shelving with baskets keeps things accessible and looks organized rather than cluttered. The key with open storage is consistency. Use matching baskets or bins, same color, same material, and suddenly, what could look messy looks curated. One more thing worth mentioning, vertical space. Older homes were built when people stored less stuff, so the walls tend to be generous and underused. Shelving that goes all the way to the ceiling in a kitchen, office, or bedroom isn't just storage. It's a design feature. Just anchor everything properly into studs, especially if you're going above 6 feet, because safety matters more than aesthetics. The mindset shift that really helped me was stopping thinking of storage as something to hide and starting to think of it as part of the room's design. When your storage is good-looking and intentional, you don't need doors to hide it. In an older home without closets, that's not a limitation. It's actually an opportunity to make the whole room work harder and look better doing it. Thanks so much for listening today. I hope this gives you some real ideas to work with, and good luck with your space.
Grab your tools, it's time to build a dream.
Today's episode is brought to you by remodelhome.ai. The worst feeling is dropping thousands of dollars on a remodel and then realizing you don't even like it. With Remodel Home, you upload a photo of your room and see the finished look first, in just a few seconds. So you only spend the real money once you actually know it's right. That's remodelhome.ai.